Live from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites.
Hello, Melbourne.
Very nice to be here. I just flew here today, so forgive me if I seem mental. Because I feel it. I was in the middle bit of a row as well, so I had someone here and someone here. I've never been the filling of a flesh quesadilla before. Delightful to be here, man. I'm buzzing. I don't like flying at all, to be honest with you. I was doing a gig in Belfast recently and I had to fly back to Glasgow, and I was sitting in the airport and I was looking at that TV screen in the airport that has the list of the flight information on it, and the whole screen went blank. And it was like, your flight has been indefinitely delayed due to fog. Well, I don't know anything about fog, so I had to Google it. I was like, how long does it take the fog to lift? It was just a website about dealing with depression. Don't know how long you spent in Belfast City Airport departure lounge, but it came in handy. It's very, very depressing couch. But yeah, buzzing to be here. I feel like I'm a bit of a ambassador for Britain, you know, coming over here and doing my wee jokes and things. And I was just thinking recently, is there anything in this day and age that makes me like proud to be a British person? And nature documentaries. Yeah, Britain makes the best nature documentaries in the world. We've had one guy for 100 years. We don't let anybody else even try. It's David Attenborough. He's 99 years old. 99? My granddad's 15 years younger than him. He's dead. Busy bee. I don't care how against Britain you are as a concept, everybody loves David Attenborough. Yeah. I bet even in Belfast in the 1980s, the IRA were like, fair play. Blue Planet's a banger. And it is. He's so good. I think what Attenborough does so well is he lends a dignity to animals that don't deserve it. I love animals. Some of them are horrific. I was watching an Attenborough thing. He was talking about the Komodo dragon. He was going, the Komodo dragon, the largest poison creature on planet Earth. Vile. Big blue tongue flopping at its lizard lips. Teeth dripping with venom. Eyes that closed sideways like the bad guy from the start of Men in Black 1. Couldn't go. I done my own research into Komodo dragons. Do you know the main threat to a baby Komodo dragon? Adult Komodo dragon. They eat their own babies. Do you know how they've evolved to get past this? As soon as the baby Komodo dragon hatches from the egg, it immediately does a jobby on the ground and then rolls about in its own feces to deter its own father from eating it alive. Don't clap that. Yeah, a minging creature, man. But I tell you what, I was watching this documentary and Attenborough got me. He went, but tonight, for the Komodo, it will be the first night in a long and lonely winter.
I've been there myself, wee man.
Puts you in the Komodo's shoes and you see the world from his scaly perspective and it's stunning. You know, that's what we're good at in Britain. You ever seen an American nature documentary? Dreadful. They've got no concept of how to do it, any kind of grace or dignity. You watch a British one, it's like, imagine the world from the perspective of an aunt. You're like, yeah, that would be hard to carry a big leaf like that. You watch an American one, it's like, up next on America's top 50 deadliest freaks. I ran out of the good Attenborough stuff. I moved over to Amazon Prime. I found one by National Geographic, a brand I trust. That trust was unfounded. 10 minutes in, it was like, up next, the field mouse. Down to the diddly diddly down. Yeah! This 5-ounce rodent might not seem like much, but if you were a chaff of wheat, this thing would be an agent of chaos. Dreadful. Anyway, you guys have been lovely. I'll be Chris McCarthy the Boy. Thanks so much.
Recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.